Energies of I Am Presence accessible. The great energies from the mighty I Am Presence of every life stream are as accessible as is the water in the faucet by which a certain motion of the wrist is turned on to serve its purpose, and which gives the fullness of itself according to the nature and requirement of the moment. From the heart of the great presence of life streams, that electronic beam of light essence into the human form, which animates the body, supplies the intelligence in the brain by which all outer activity is maintained, and which provides sufficient life in the various organisms for the soul to secure certain life experiences required in the world of form. But the great abundant energies of the God Self may be drawn on without limit by anyone aware of the presence and by turning into it in silent contemplation. This presence can open the floodgates of light, which will flow in and around the body in a steady stream of electronic force and bathe not only the physical form, but the inner bodies in a radiant bath of energizing, healing, life-giving force, which is far more potent and lasting than any temporary stimulant of the third dimensional plane. It is the wonder of the host of heaven that earnest and sincere chelas utilize so little of the electronic substance, which is an actual stream of pure life and light, which can be released at will, just as if you threw open the doors into a brilliantly lighted room and stood in the streaming light that would pass from the room through the silhouetted figure on the threshold. Become a lord of the flame. The living threefold flame which beats in your heart is the motivating agent of the primary substance of life, which creates within you the sacred fire of creation. In your meditation, stand reverently before this holy tabernacle within which this flame abides. The sacred fire which you use so freely and often unthinkingly in your thoughts, feelings, your worded expressions and actions, understanding and reverencing its presence, is not mystic nor magic. Your human creation is qualified life, imperfectly qualified through thought and feeling. Your human creation is qualified life, imperfectly qualified through thought and feeling. The sacred fire of cosmic and constructive creation is the same life qualified with harmony, wisdom, healing, peace, and supply unlimited. Each student must become a lord of the flame through the use of the flame in his own heart, and learn to send forth constructively qualified energy to fill his aura, and then the world around him with light. You have individually, dear hearts, made such excellent progress in the time during which we have been so closely associated in these recent years, that today I feel I can talk to you intimately. I suggest that you ask yourselves, what are you contributing to the universe? Depression, confusion, shadow, or harmony, wisdom, healing, peace, and supply of every good thing? Start each day resolved to bring peace and harmony wherever you move. Remember, the power to do this is given to you by the Father of all and anchored within your own heart. Let this loving life flow in, through and about you, as easily as you turn the electric light switch to illumine a room. God, through you, has chosen to express some particular manifestation of himself on this earth, to release a perfume from your being as a comfort to others in need. Some sacred manifestation of love, which only God and your own I Am Presence know, can and should be externalized. Remember, some part of the divine plan is hidden within you, which has never been fully expressed in this evolution, for all is one, yet all different in expression. Let us now be practical in the application of this knowledge. Every electron which enters your heart through the silver cord from your own I Am Presence becomes your responsibility. It flows out through your four lower bodies into your world, and eventually returns on the law of the circle to you. Therefore, let every thought, feeling, word, and deed be bathed in love and in that faith that through the power of God's life within you, you can do all things well. Renounce all doubt, stubbornness, and false appearances, and know that you are not alone, and that you are or can be master of the conditions affecting your life on this earthly plane. I call to Sanat Kamara and all the Lords of the Flame to help you to cognize and utilize the God power now. In the name of love, life, and faith, I thank you for your endeavors, and I bless you for endeavoring to utilize this instruction for your own mastery and the ascension of the planet Earth at this time.